There's hardly anybody in America who hasn't read a Stephen King novel or seen a Stephen King movie. Let's face it, he's the world's best-selling novelist, the most successful horror writer in history. Even among entertainers, he's the 12th highest paid in the country, earning more than $30 million in a single year. And that's all because his mind works this way. A man screams,
and this rat jumps into his mouth and gets halfway down his throat. If you can imagine, okay, not just the taste of it and the rear legs sort of kicking in air, but the feel of the whiskers way back in your throat as it sort of gobbles away at your soft palate.
You know what? I'm completely grossed out. Have you ever gone to a psychiatrist?
No, I've never gone to a psychiatrist because I feel like what you do at a psychiatrist is you pay $75, $90 an hour to get rid of your fears, whereas if I write them down, people pay me. It's good.
Since 1974, people have paid good money for 32 novels, 5 collections of short stories, 9 screenplays, and 1 nonfiction study of horror. Except for his birthday, the 4th of July, and Christmas, King writes for at least 4 hours every day.
The ideas come and they have to be let out, that's all. They just have to be let out.
King can afford to live anywhere, but the hometown of horror is Bangor, Maine.
Bring me the ball.
A vicious canine beast also lives here.
Oh, he stole the ball.
In Stephen King's world, Welsh corgis play basketball, and St. Bernards become demons, as in the movie Cujo. He wants to scare us, but what scares him?
Everything that scares you, everything that scares anybody, that's part of the reason for,
well, for
my
instance,
success.
Is it true, or is this the kind of part of your humor to tell us that you sleep with a nightlight?
So what if it is true? It's not hurting anybody. I tend to keep a nightlight on, but like anybody else, particularly if you're in a strange place, you don't want to stub your toe if you have to go to the bathroom.
It's
in the
not
night.
Like anybody else. Trust me.
No, it's like anybody else, or else I wouldn't be as successful as I am.
Tabby keeps the monsters away.
They met and dated at the University of Maine at Orono. Tabitha is also a writer whose 7 novels take place in Maine and concern the war between the sexes. They have raised 3 children. They understand each other.
I don't find what he writes weird, and I don't find his characters weird, okay? I think one of his tremendous appeals to people is that he puts you in a world that you recognize among people that you know. And then if bizarre things happen to them, the world is a very strange place.
When you were a kid,
let's
where
stop
is all
right
of
here.
This coming from?
Let's stop right here and just say, whenever an interviewer says, so, when you were a kid, what they're doing is basically saying, what screwed you up so bad that you're doing what you're doing now? Nothing happened. I didn't used to light fires when I was a kid. Anything like that.
Did you light fires when you were a kid?
No, I didn't. Really, I didn't.
But he did keep a scrapbook about Charlie Starkweather, a serial killer in Nebraska in the 1950s.
And it disturbed my mother.
I wonder why.
And I said to my mother, I'm studying his face, so I'll know it if I see it, and know to get out of that person's way. That's the stranger. That's the other. And you could see it in his eyes to a degree. There was something gone in there. But I also understood that that was in me, and it was in a lot of people.
King says that over the years, he has found ways to deal with what he calls his antisocial impulses. Since 1992, Stephen King has performed with the Rock Bottom Remainders, primarily a group of writers like Amy Tan and Dave Barry, who sing, sort of. You're in trouble, won't you stand by me? He also loses himself in baseball. He even built a million-dollar Little League ballpark behind the house, affectionately known as the Field of Scream.